Coming up next, we'll get back to fantasy basketball with TP Timeless and the Sport City Chefs. He'll talk to us about what to expect from Spencer Hawes. He'll tell us what to expect from Spencer Hawes the rest of the way. All right, it's the Roto Experts from RotoExperts.com here on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio, XM 87, Sirius 210. Gonna have TP Timeless from the Sport City Chefs on just a minute to talk some fantasy basketball.
I hope these guys get it together.
Yeah, come on, guys, get it right. Yeah, see, I was just gonna say that. Yeah, come on, Corey and Rob. Get TP Timeless on the line already. Well, yeah. All right. 888-XM-FANTASY. The number to call, 888-XM-FANTASY. 888-XM-FANTASY. Adam, get it right, Ronis. What is that number?
888-963-2682.
Now, we're going to talk a little basketball with Mr. TP Timeless when he comes on. But, just one more thing real quickly about the baseball draft. You know, we noted that Giancarlo Stanton went number 8. Buster Posey went number 12. What do you think about Posey in the first round?
I think he's the top catcher off the board, but I wouldn't take a catcher in the first round. I think there's actually depth at the position this year. I think you could get a good number one catcher even around 7, 8, or 9. And you'll see when you go through drafts. I think there's good depth at the position this year.
All right, let's welcome in our friend TP Timeless from the Sport City Chefs. I need TP for my time list. TP, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all feeling this morning?
It's cold.
Yeah,
everybody's telling me that on Facebook and Twitter.
It's cold, apparently.
I didn't know.
you are not lying. That is the absolute truth.
Well, where are you based out of, TP?
I'm in Connecticut. I'm facing the cold, too. It's 9 degrees outside.
Oh, boy.
Wow, 9 degrees. Wow, you must have a heater on or something. Yeah. So anyhow, somebody who's heating up, as I use a transition here, is Spencer Hawes. Are we about to enter a period here where Spencer Hawes is really trending upward?
It's favorable for him, with Philadelphia on the rise, and I think he has to prove himself while they're actually trying to make the transition on bringing Andrew Bynum back. It's interesting, though, on how he's going to look before Bynum gets back, but I like the move that Spencer actually pulls a lot of the big men out, and he's hitting that jump shot consistently, so I do like Spencer Hall's a part of that Sixer offense, actually.
Minor trade yesterday in the NBA. Maurice Spates going to Cleveland. We know Anderson Varejao out for the season. They don't have a lot of depth there. Any value here at all in this trade? We also see Josh Shelby and Wayne Ellington coming over too.
I think it's going to be huge value in Spates. The reason being is that he could actually flourish because he learned a lot from being behind Zebo and Marc Gasol. By him coming to Cleveland, he gets to actually spread his wings and do a lot with Tristan, a young talent that's going to actually absorb a lot off of him as well. So Maurice Spates could actually become a mainstay right now until, things start to clear off of Cleveland. I know they're at the bottom of the list in the Eastern Conference, but that's an interesting trade. They picked up a lot with Wayne Ellington. He's a three-point shooter as well. I don't know how much Selby's going to get out there on the floor because Kyrie's probably the new king until LeBron probably comes back. Now, I'm not even going to start that one up. But, I think Spates is a good addition to be one of the bigs with the Cleveland team, though.
Talking to Tyrone Powell of the Sport City Chefs, also known as TP Timeless. We're seeing some more Dwight Howard rumors, some involving Brook Lopez. There's been outward denials. But I keep using Brook Lopez in daily fantasy basketball. I kind of think he's underrated, and he's playing really, really well. Do you think you might be able to, it might be a good time to buy on Brook Lopez in a yearly league as well? Do you think you might be able to, snake him for something of an underrated price in a trade and get an even better return down the rest of the year?
I don't know who could be underrating him now. As soon as Avery Johnson went out the door, and it was something that we actually said on my network, that he couldn't get you 10 rebounds. Well, as soon as Avery walked out the door, he started getting 10 rebounds. Like, back to back, and it just surprised me because it's like it shouldn't even be a surprise that a 7-footer could get 10 rebounds. But now he's doing that. He's turning in slowly. He's slowly turning into a double-double threat. So you could look at him as that also. As long as he stays in the paint, he could pick up some blocks for you also too. But I definitely don't think he's underrated right now because he's one of the guys that they go to, you know, initial times in the game. It's either him, Joe Johnson, or D. Will. So definitely, if you could pick up a undervalued trade, if somebody views it as that, go get it. That is fantasy gold right there.
I've stayed very patient this season with Ersan Ilyasova. It looked like he was going to be on the upswing with the coaching change. He was in the starting lineup. Then we still saw 25, 26 minutes. But we've seen two huge lines now recently, including last night, 27 points, 16 boards, 2 threes, 3 steals, and a block in 36 minutes. Do we see a big second half from Ersan?
It's iffy with him, man, just because he has two guards that go shoot. Like those. With Monte and Brandon, both of these guys are going to shoot the ball. I mean, you're going to get these efforts that are going to be streaky, kind of. But that was a big night last night that he had. But still, yeah, the Ilyasova, he's one of those people that get caught up in their own web. But I want to see his efforts moving down the road. I want to wait before you pull the trigger on him. But he did have an awesome performance last night. He actually had 19 points in the last 7 days, actually.
Andre Drummond with his second double-double in his last three
games.
Play
him more.
Yes. What's your outlook for Andre Drummond the rest of the way?
I actually got people out of Detroit that are listening, so I gotta give them a shout-out. Andre Drummond, he's a young talent. He's actually doing well. I've been told to tell you, Scott, that you got to recognize these Pistons, including me, too. They told me that we have to recognize these Pistons. So he actually helped them a lot, though, man. Rebounding and scoring a lot. He's doing a lot of the garbage work, too. And the one thing I want to see is he's fighting for time with Max Hill. They keep Jason out there on the floor. If they could get this guy out there and let him absorb more of the NBA, I think he'll definitely become a mainstay on a lot of these fantasy rosters.
All right, TP Timeless, thanks as always from the Sports City Chefs. Not a lot of support in the studio for the Pistons here.
No.
But
for Drummond there is, though. He should be playing more.
Love,
I mean, he
Drummond
puts up good numbers in limited minutes. He should be owned.
Yeah, fantasy-wise, though, you'll get it. TP, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, fellas.
All right.